Okay, we're back, and this is our third video for this course on coaching in your golden years. Now, I previously asked you to do some homework, to assess, evaluate, think about, remember, recall your talents. And I suggested that your talents are like seeds, because you could plant them. You could use your talents to do something. That's like taking a seed and doing something with the seed so it could grow. Now, if you play an instrument and you never pick it up, well, then you're not playing it. If you have paints and a canvas and brushes, and you have a talent for painting, but you never pick up the brush, then you haven't done anything with that talent. If you have a camera, and you love to take pictures, but you never take the camera out, and you never go out and take any pictures, then what did you do with that talent? Well, it's the same as if you had tomato seeds in a bag, and you never took them out of the bag and put them in the ground. If you had seeds for, or you had a bulb for tulips or any other type of plant, and you had them in a bag and you never took them out, well, and you didn't put them in the ground, then they don't grow. You didn't do anything with your talent. So I'm thinking now that you know what talents you have or what talents you may have. Some of you may have had a talent and have been working it throughout your life. Others, you may have had a talent but never had an opportunity to work it during your lifetime while you were in your working years. And some of you may never have given it any thought. And maybe now you are examining some of the things that you might like to do. Now, one of the things that I liked to do was, because I was involved in teaching, and in teaching you're always talking. And as a barber, when I was cutting hair and I had a client in a chair, I would be talking to them. So I went online, I Googled, and I went to Meetup. Now, Meetup is really a great place to find different types of clubs and organizations where people who may have the same talent that you have like to get together, share ideas, maybe do things together. So it's a great opportunity for you to get some information, learn a little bit more about the talent you have, maybe share some of the ideas that you have, or think about problems that you might have had and weren't able to solve within your particular hobby or talent. So on Meetup, I discovered Toastmasters International, an organization for public speaking. And I joined. And they have a number of manuals and different type of speeches that you give. And I would do them. I would do the manuals, and I would look at their instructions, and I would develop different types of speeches, whether it was, reciting poetry or telling a story or presenting some information or persuasion, whatever the topic was. Well, I've done the whole entire program, and I've completed the whole entire program to where I was designated and received a DTM. And that's a distinguished member in Toastmasters. And that was something I did. But at the same time, I got to enjoy it. I got to do speeches with other people. And And as I was getting better and better at it, I was also starting to help other people in the club who wanted to learn how to speak better. It also ended up that I ended up teaching a course at a university here in New Jersey on public speaking for about 5 years. And while I was at the university, I actually started a club for Toastmasters International so that the students would be able to learn the techniques of public speaking, get involved in public speaking. And since it was an engineering school, engineers need to make presentations. So public speaking is an excellent tool for them to develop. So that's what I did. And I'm just sharing that with you to see if that gives you any ideas of what you might want to do with the talent that you've previously knew you had, and or those of you who are just turning on to a talent that you always wanted to do but never had the time, now's an opportunity to like pursue where you could go to meet other people with the same ambitions in that particular talent, what you might want to do further with that seed of talent. So I'd like you to take a look now for a moment, maybe open another window on your computer and go check out Meetup and see what you find. Okay, now maybe you just took a look at those meetups and you might have found dozens of them in the same area, in the same talent, in the same type of seed that you're interested in. And you may have noticed that they're right down the street from where you are, or maybe in a short drive away from where you live. And you may have found maybe one or two or three different types of meetups that you would like to know more about and maybe possibly join and get together with other people that are interested in that same particular talent that you may have. And in doing so, you may meet some people that have been doing it for a little while longer. Maybe they've been doing it for a couple of years, and they could actually give you some pointers on how to further develop your talent and where you might want to do it. Do you want to find a mentor or hang out with somebody else or in that group, or maybe that group has functions? So there's a lot of opportunities for you to be able to share your talent and develop your talent within some of these organizations. You know, when you join these meetups, you may find that you may have the best talent, the best developed talent in the group. And that's where we now come to the point of this whole course. Because this whole course is really designed for us members of the Golden Years group to provide guidance, instruction for younger people, an opportunity to show our talent or to give them some ideas on what they could do with their talent. Now, some of you, your talents may lie more in business. Maybe you started businesses and you were very successful. Maybe you're really good at budgets, organization, promotion, advertising. Those are other talents. and you may not be retired, and you might have done those things for 20 years and are really very good at it. And you have this great talent that you need to, without being egotistical here, show it off. You want to be able to show other people how to do what you did, how to duplicate your experience, how to duplicate your knowledge, because that's really where we're at here. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had 12 apostles that he trained, and he trained them to duplicate what he did, to spread the word, to spread the gospel. So here we are, we're seniors, we're retired, we've worked at something for 25, 30 years, maybe we had a hobby for 25, 30 years, and we're really now pretty good at it. I have a friend of mine, Gerard Del Colli, and you could look him up, and he worked at the post office. He ran a post office facility. He had a number of people working for him. And now he's retired from that, and he's a security guard for NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology. And that's what he does now. But he paints. He's a fantastic artist. I have a painting that he's done and some sketches. And he gives them away. And I tell him, you got to charge money. But that's his seed. He gives them away for people to enjoy. And he's had little or no lessons, but he's very, very good at it. And that's his hobby. That's what he enjoys to do. And now he's actually looking to promote it as another career. You may be into something similar. You may be retired as a CEO of a company, and you've taken it from shoestrings to millions of dollars. And now you have that talent, and you're retired, and you have a nice pension. And maybe you join a meetup for young businessmen and women. Here's your opportunity to share that talent, to take that seed now and put it into a different type of soil and watch it grow. That's what we're looking at in this course. So we're going to begin to looking at that. You have a talent. You've been working this talent. You've discovered the talent. And now you want to develop the talent. We're looking at meetups, where to go, where you can share, show it off, or develop that talent. Now we come to the major theme for this course. And I'm going to talk about theme a little later, but right now we've approached the major theme for this course, and it's this. Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is a gift back to God. So you see, God gave us that talent. Just like in the story Matthew presents, that Jesus uses a parable of the talents, and the master gives his servants different degrees of talent to each one, goes away, comes back, and then says, what did you do with it? Well, God gave us a gift. And that gift is a talent. Something that we do naturally very well. And then when it's developed, we really become excellent at it. You know, you can't really become a great musician if you don't have an ear for music, because you have to be able to hear pitches. Mozart, for example, could have a dream and listen to a whole entire symphony, wake up, and then write it out. And when I say write it out, he's writing out, you know, a score for every instrument in an orchestra. So we could be talking about 128 pieces. And he does it all from memory, from a dream, because he heard the sounds. If you don't have that gift, yes, you could develop it. But if you already have the talent and then you develop it, you really become excellent at it. So God gave us a talent. And it could be anything. It could be a talent in the arts. It could be a talent in science. It could be a talent in anything. It could be a talent in people skills, knowing how to deal with people, or caring for people. We all have different talents, and we're all good, really good at something, because God gave us that ability. And now, what do we do with it? Maybe we had a job and we were good at it and we had a wonderful career and we're retired. But that doesn't mean we stop using the talent. Maybe you were working at a job you didn't like, and I said this before, but you may have had a hobby that you did that gave you fulfillment. And now you're retired and you don't have to worry about a job and a paycheck because you have a pension or your Social Security and you're able to do something with that talent that God gave you. He gave you the talent. Now, what do you do with it? So I want you to start thinking about, what do you do with the talent that you have? Okay. So, for homework, continue examining your talent. Or talents. Make a list. Look at all the things that you have a talent for. And which ones or which one is your best talent? And make a list, because I'm sure you've got more than one talent. Make a list. Prioritize. Which one's better than the other? Which one do you enjoy doing more than another? So create that list of what talent do you really, really love to do. And then ask yourself that question, how can I use my talent to best serve God? And that's your homework. Those two very critical things. Now, I'd like you to also spend some time really meditating on it, and I really want you to listen and see if you could begin to hear what God wants you to do with that talent. And we'll talk about that in our next class. Until then, God bless you. I'm praying that you discover your talent and how to use it. Have a blessed day.